Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Patrick Mahomes not holding his tongue, Rob, not biting his tongue. He was asked about some of the criticism. Remember there was that Athletic article where they did the QB tiers and they ranked all the quarterbacks by tiers and then had comments, anonymous comments from scouts, coaches, quarterback coaches, executives, and the like. And there were a few comments that made some people raise their eyebrows. Like, oh, was that racial? About both Mahomes and about Lamar Jackson. So here's Patrick Mahomes addressing it.
I don't want to go that far and say that. I mean, obviously, the black quarterback has had a battle to be in this position that we are, to have this many guys in the league playing. And I think every day we're proving that we should have been playing the whole time. We've got guys that think just as well as they can use their athleticism. And so it always is weird when you see guys like me, Lamar, Kyler kind of get that on them and other guys don't. But at the same time, we're going to go out there and prove ourselves every day to show that we can be some of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, let me kind of give a little more context, Rob, and then you can go. So Mahomes, in the article, one of the anonymous quotes was about him, if his first read isn't there, then he just resorts to playing, quote unquote, street ball. All right, so that's one of the things. Lamar, we talked about how someone said if he wins 12 MVPs, he still won't be a tier one
quarterback. You remember, I thought that was just disrespectful.
Obviously, that's just a stupid comment, to be honest. I mean, if you win 12 MVPs, if you win 3 MVPs, you're a tier one quarterback.
Yes.
So let's just stop it, right? But where the racial element comes in, at least a lot of people viewed it that way, is, you know, Lamar's style of play is not the traditional drop back passer. He obviously runs, which has been more associated with, understandably, with black quarterbacks who've have more speed and moves and run more and stuff like that. Not all of them, but some. And then there was, what was the other one? Kyler Murray. Not in the article, but obviously the clause in his contract that might be, I mean, obviously it never should have been put in there, and they've taken it out because it was ridiculous. But he may need to study film. I don't know. But the fact that they put it in there, it's never been in there. There have obviously been white quarterbacks that haven't studied film. I think Ryan Leaf, it was said about he was a huge bust. And it was said about him a lot of times he'd rather go play golf than, you know, watch film. Was there a clause in his deal? So that the fact that this type of clause was put in a black quarterback, the first time ever a black quarterback's contract, you know, again, raised a few eyebrows. So that's kind of the context for why Mahomes made these comments, Rob. What are your thoughts?
I mean, obviously, there are still those sentiments. I told you I had a problem with some of those anonymous quotes about Lamar. I did. What did I say to you, Chris, off the air, right? I just said,
right.
They just didn't sound cool to me. They sounded like stuff that we had heard 20, 25 years ago. And, you know, I've been covering the NFL since 1987, and it's always been a thing about black quarterbacks. You can say whatever you want. Doug Williams had one of the greatest.
Far worse back then.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but I mean, we know since that. 1987, and I'm just
it's
saying.
It's undeniable. There's no way, I don't think anybody, it's impossible to deny.
No.
That black quarterbacks historically haven't been discriminated against.
And we talked about, you know, Doug Williams put up one of the greatest performances by a quarterback in the Super Bowl, Chris. You remember that?
Right.
He was unbelievable. In that one quarter, I think he just obliterated.
He was awesome.
Yeah, everything.
But he wasn't a great NFL quarterback. He was very good.
No, I know what I'm saying. He's like a great.
But he had that moment.
Yeah, he played in that situation there, and he started with Tampa Bay and all that other stuff. But anyway, so I do understand some of the concerns and why it's still relevant. And when you get anonymous quotes and different stuff, and they kind of sound what's the words that you want to say, Chris? When they're
stereotypical,
stereotypical, and they're kind of coded, right? Like you're not saying he's dumb. You're just saying he can't go to second or third read. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes is dumb, but I'm saying, oh, if it ain't the first play, you know, he just goes to street ball and runs all over the place because he don't know to get his second and third read or his hot read or whatever. So those are like code words that you hear sometimes, and they're not always spewed about everybody. So I think that they have a legitimate concern despite the numbers. And we could always talk about that, and they could say, wow, this is crazy. You know, the league is 80% black, 75% black. How can there be racism? Well, yeah, there's still racism going on. We know that. Hiring, head coaches, front office. I mean, we could go on and on and on.
Right.
When Barack Obama was elected president, Chris, everything was fixed? Everything was done? No.
No,
it doesn't work like that. So don't use that.
In fact, there's been quite a bit of pushback.
Since
Obama was in there.
Yes, after those 8 years, it's been hell to pay. There's no doubt, Chris, and that has fueled some people, you know, fueled them. So in this case, I think it is warranted to talk about some of these things, bring it to light, check people on how they flip it, throw around comments about certain players and especially black quarterbacks. I think it's still a battle all the time. And it's unfortunate. We shouldn't be there because of all the greatness we have seen. And it doesn't mean that every black quarterback is great, Chris. We've seen our share bust, just like we've seen white quarterbacks who are bust.
Right.
But I think this is real. I don't think it's like fabricated.
No, I mean, we brought up, I talked about the context and why people are discussing it. obviously, you know, there are tons of black quarterbacks in the league now. And a lot of the best ones, the highest paid or the best contract, Deshaun Watson, obviously African-American. Patrick Mahomes is widely viewed, along with Aaron Rodgers, one of the other as the best quarterback in the league. So, and then we've seen several drafted number one. So, obviously, things have come a long way. And there are times when, like, I'm not the one to be like, if a black quarterback's not studying, you can say it. You know, I'm not the one, oh, you got to treat him with kid gloves. No, we're strong. We're resilient. If it's true, it can be said.
Chris, what'd you say to me? That I hate all black quarterbacks? Remember you?
Right. And we want fair and equal treatment. You're not preferential treatment necessarily, fair and equal. But in a lot of these cases, it's still not fair and equal, because I brought up there's a lot of white quarterbacks you could say some of these negative things about, and maybe it's not happening. But I don't know for certain that. I think with Lamar, when they wanted to move him to receiver, Rob, I mean, remember Bill Polian.
Who's a Hall of Fame. Drum,
right.
General
and
manager.
But I'm going to be honest, I didn't view that as racial.
See, I did. I did, Chris, because you remember I was very upset by it.
Right.
Because I just didn't think, like I need him to go out there. He's not running any patterns and, you know, running any routes or whatever. I just thought that let him go out there, Chris. If he can't make it as a quarterback and he fails, then you could talk about changing position. But if I were him, I wouldn't have run any routes either.
Well, he didn't. The reason I didn't think it was racial is because his style of play, it is so different and unique and one that hasn't. Again, Cam Newton ran a lot and it definitely beat up his body, and he's much bigger than Lamar. I've just always thought you can't run that much in the NFL and stay upright for too long. Now, Lamar's done a terrific job of it, obviously, over these 4 years. And he's actually surprised me by avoiding all the injuries for the most part. The injury he got wasn't because he's a running quarterback.
No, the time he's missed is COVID-related. It really hasn't been...
It's not been because of his running. So I stand a bit corrected on that. Now, we still have to see, can you have a 12-year run of greatness playing that style? Maybe he'll adjust a lot. So I just viewed it more as stylistic than racial, because we do have plenty of black quarterbacks who are more passers, where they haven't. Nobody was saying Patrick Mahomes should go to receiver. Or Michael Vick had such a cannon, you know, that he obviously was just going to be a quarterback. So I do think there's a number where those stereotypes haven't come up. Those, you know, position changes haven't come up, where I think it was just that Lamar's style was so different. And he hadn't been that accurate of a passer in college. He was more of a runner, as we know.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We broached the topic a bit with Ben Verlander, who we had on last hour, and you and I have talked about it a bit in the past. You said, what was it, about 2 weeks ago? 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
That the Angels should do the unthinkable and trade Shohei Ohtani. And sure enough, John Heyman does a great job covering MLB for the New York Post, writes an article today saying that the Angels are indeed listening to offers. I doubt he's traded before the deadline, Rob.
Which is but Tuesday. They're listening. It's soon, right, right.
Right, they're listening. And here's what I'll read a little bit to you, and then let's get into it. An executive who called the Angels about Ohtani, this is in the article, said that Los Angeles, the Angels, are seeking some, quote, something like your top four prospects in any deal. Ohtani was asked, Rob, last night after their game, yet another loss.
Right.
Does he still want to be with the Angels after the trade deadline, which you said is Tuesday? Here's his quote. Regardless of where I'm playing, I'm going to give it my all and try to win that ball game in front of me. I'm with the Angels right now, and I'm very thankful for what they've done. I love my team and my teammates. Mm. Right now I'm an Angel, and that's all I can focus on. Not exactly a yes!
No. No, and he's playing it diplomatically,
Chris. He said the right thing. Right.
He said the right thing because you don't want to go overboard and then you get dealt. You know, like saying, oh, no, whatever, and then they deal you because you kind of feel like...
Well, he may want to get dealt.
No,
I think he wants to win.
I think he does want to win, and you don't want to have a career that's wasted. You don't. And he's a as Ben Verlander used his word, a unicorn, something we haven't seen since Babe Ruth, Chris.
Right.
And we're talking about the 20s, so 100 years ago, okay? But I'm still on the bandwagon of absolutely, if you can get a haul for Ohtani, I would do it. And I know as hard as it is to give up one of those all-time greats, but you're already locked in, Chris, with Rendon, bad contract, injuries. You're already locked in with Trout. Those guys have no trade clauses in their contracts, so you just can't move them willy-nilly or when you want. And you're not going to win anything by having three bats and no pitching. And they've done this over and over and over. The last time the Angels won, Chris, was 2002 when they beat Barry Bonds' Giants. I covered that World Series. It was seven games. It was exciting. It was great. Giants fans weren't happy, but the Angels won. Mike Socha was their manager. It's been a long time coming. And without pitching in baseball, Chris, you won't win. If you want to sell tickets and have people come to the park and your ballpark is three quarters filled because you have a couple of big name stars and you're in that business, then hold on to them. But if you're serious about trying to build a team and you could get some organization's top four prospects or their top three or three of their top seven or something like that, Chris, and you get two pitchers in that deal and then an outfielder or a DH, somebody who can hit to replace Ohtani, you know, so you get a player who can play now and then two pitchers who are top prospects, you got to think about it because you're not going to win. And then here's the caveat that makes it almost – even more impossible. Chris, after next year, Ohtani wants to get paid. They're paying a 23-year-old kid, Juan Soto, offering him $500 million. What do you pay Ohtani, who's a pitcher and a hitter and won a unanimous MVP? Soto has no MVP. Soto didn't win Rookie of the Year. What do you pay Ohtani?
Well, here's what I do, Rob. Because I'm not sure. I get why they're listening. Shohei has made it fairly clear he wants to win. Not that he wants to leave, but that he wants to win. They aren't winning. And rather than lose him for nothing as a free agent, he can be a free agent, what, after the 2023 season.
Right.
Rather than lose him for nothing, why not, you know, try to get what you can for him? I get that reasoning, but here's why I wouldn't do it, Rob. And I thought Ben Verlander broke it down well. It's bad management decisions. If you have to make a change with your management, so be it. But you dream about getting a player like Shohei Ohtani. You dream about getting a player like Mike Trout. Now, Trout obviously has the no trade clause, so you can't move him. If he didn't have it, Rob, I would look at moving him before Shohei. But I would, here's what I would do with Ohtani. Whenever they're eligible, I would offer him a long-term deal. Right? Now they can do that, Rob, before any other team, before he hits free agency, obviously.
Right. Yep.
I would offer him you can argue he should be the highest paid guy in baseball. Him, Aaron Judge, Juan, so they're all gonna be around there. And maybe he's should be number one.
Well, because he does two jobs. That would be his argument, right?
Right. Offer him a huge deal. If he rejects it, now you know. He's not staying with us. So then we can look at moving him. But I just don't – I hear you on the prospects. Rob, how many prospects don't pan out? It doesn't mean – Anthony Rendon was a prospect. I mean, he's more than a prospect. He was a great player. Hadn't panned out.
Right. No, I get that.
Albert Pujols was a great play, all-time great, Hall of Famer. Didn't pan out.
Yeah, but the only thing is, if you do that, Chris, you don't have money for pitching. And that's where the issue comes in.
I'll work with that later. I'm serious. Like, I'm not – this – if he's willing to stay, and I'm fine if Ohtani's like, look
– I'm good.
I want to go somewhere and win. I will not criticize him. He's in a country that's not his homeland. And if he wants to come here and win, I'm all good with it. All right?
But if he's willing to stay, I'm not moving him. He's just too good.
Ohtani's list of teams he wants to go to, either the Heat or the Suns. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong list.
Everything's not funny.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, why would I give up Shohei Ohtani? Remember when Texas gave up Alex Rodriguez?
Yes.
They gave him that bad contract. They $275 million, even though it was great.
But what happened in Texas, Chris?
Well,
no,
they got
pitcher.
Better. But after him, didn't they get better eventually?
Yeah, they did because they got some prospects. They had money to get some pitching, and they did become a better team. So, and here's the other thing.
But I still wouldn't do it.
The Red Sox sold Babe Ruth.
Next 3 years and then get good. Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to say the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth. They sold Ohtani.
How'd that work out?
They only went 81 years without winning a World Series, but now look.
Oh, yeah. You had to wait a century. So we'll wait a century for the curse of Ohtani to fall.
It was the curse of the Bambino. That was what it was called, the curse of the Bambino. But I'm saying anybody's tradable. Anybody can be moved. I understand that. They did it with Babe Ruth, who's one of the all-time great players who ever played the game. Why?
Because they were cursed for 80 years.
Chris, can you win without pitching?
And look at what the Yankees did.
No, they went on to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You arguably the best player ever. You traded him. And it cost you almost a century of winning. That's not a good example. Bring up somebody else. Ken Griffey Jr.
So you think just keeping him at all costs, giving him $500 million, not having money for pitching, what does that do? That doesn't get you any closer.
A lot of times your pitching might come from the young. It might come from guys nobody really knows about. You know what I'm saying? Now, you may lose them when they become free agents and the Red Sox or the Yankees or some big spending team comes and snatches them. But, Rob, you know that a lot of times the guys that make up a great rotation kind of come somewhat out of nowhere.
Well, you got to have – they thought they had that. Who was the kid earlier this year pitched a no-hitter, remember?
Yeah, Hunter.
And you know where he is, Chris? He's in the minor leagues now.
Yeah, and we did him on a trolling or rolling, I believe.
We did because we thought maybe he might be, you know, where you get a pitcher from your minor league system, and that is puts you over the top. You get somebody you weren't expecting. But that was short-lived. He pitched a no-hitter, and then that was it.
That's my point, though, Rob. These prospects, and again, in baseball more than any sport, you just don't know. You don't know. You know with Ohtani. And so I run the litmus test, Rob. Ohtani, 8 years, $500 million, you know, whatever. If he rejects it, okay. He's leaving, so let's trade him and get something for him. But I'm going to test it first before I just move on from him. Because we know, Rob, there are a lot of great – you can have a great run, and I know this will sound bad to some people. You can have a great run and not win the World Series. Barry Bonds, we've talked about it, never won a World Series.
Right.
I'd love to have him on my team. So I just think fix the problems elsewhere. Don't fix them by trading away a once in a century type talent like Ohtani.
I say that at some point they have to come to terms, and they're not going to be better until they get pitching. And if that means having to give up, you're keeping Trout, and you have to pick one of those two.
No trade, right? Trout and Rendon.
Right. You're keeping those guys, so that's why somebody has to go. I think that's who has to go. It has to be Ohtani.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, Rob, let's go. Look, we talked with Clarence Hill Jr. of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Been covering the Cowboys for, what is that, I guess, 26 years, Rob?
Yep.
Sounded like that's what it was, something like that. Yep. 96, 97, yeah, something like that. And he, look, he spoke very highly, I think a little too highly, to be honest, of Ezekiel Elliott, but you aren't buying it, and you think Zeke has been a huge disappointment. Care to expound?
Chris, I say this as somebody who enjoyed him when he first came into the league and ran the football for the Cowboys. I got to say this. The last three or so years, Ezekiel Elliott has been the most disappointing player in the NFL because he's totally gone backwards. His career has disappeared. And let's just I used to look forward to watching him run the football, Chris. You know what I expect now? It'll be a bad game. He won't be able to get to the line of scrimmage. He's going to get stopped in the backfield. It has been a total, like, he used to be must-see for me. he's no longer that. And last year, he finished with a career low, Chris, 237 rushes for 1,002 yards, 10 touchdowns, a career worst 58.9 yards per game. This dude led the league in rushing a few years. His 4.2 yards a carry were also below his career average of 4.5. And those numbers came as his backfield mate, of course, Tony Pollard, averaged a career high 5.5. So that means the line is good, Chris, right? It ain't like Tony Pollard.
They lost some guys this year, but it'll be.
But I'm saying
they always have at least a good offensive line.
Right. And per attempt, and he gained a career best 719 yards rushing on 107 fewer rushes than Ezekiel Elliott. I think his career is like teetering. I don't know what his contract status is, Chris. It would not be surprised to me if he's not there next year.
They can get out after next season.
Okay.
I'm sure they will. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure.
But I
think chances are, at this moment, unless he has a breakout year, certainly I would think chances are they move on. I think right now Tony Pollard is better. And Zeke's interesting. He's 27 years old. And I think I certainly wouldn't go as far to say the most disappointing player in the league. I mean, if you want to say, well, he was up there as the best running back, and now he's mediocre at best. You know, a lot of people would say, maybe Baker Mayfield. He was a number one pick, or certainly, look, Sam Darnold, a number three pick. Now, again, if you want to argue, well, they never were that good. They were just ballyhooed coming out of college, right?
Let me say this real quick.
Odell Beckham Jr., you know, he's another.
But there were injuries. And here, Ezekiel rushed, Chris. He went from 108.7 yards.
Well, that was his rookie year, yeah.
Rookie year to 58.9. That's almost cut in half as we go forward. And that's what I'm talking about. You don't expect any big games from him. It's always a disappointing. The Cowboys can't move the ball when he's in there. And really, why would you even split the rushing attempts? I would give Tony Pollard more rushing attempts, Chris. I really would. I wouldn't split them.
Pollard looks better.
I would give it three to one.
You see, and it's interesting because Clarence talked about how Zeke played, the last 12 games with a knee injury? And he said before those games, he was on pace for 1,500 yards. First of all, that was only 5 games. Now, he did have some pretty good games. He had 95 yards his third game. He had 143 yards his fourth game, Rob, and then 110 yards his fifth game. And from there, he never reached 70 yards in a game. I don't know if it's all due to that knee injury. I do remember, Rob, and you do too, he looked explosive earlier in the year. And then, you know, right around this time, we all knew the knee injury was there. We saw him limping. He didn't have that explosiveness. I lean more toward you in that. I don't know. I'm not expecting a huge year from Zeke. And don't give me 1,000 yards. That's you just pointed out, that's less than 60 yards a game, especially now with 17 games. So 1,000 yards isn't quite what it used to be when you played 12 or 14 games, okay? And I think also Pollard, I agree. I think they seem to be a little bit afraid of whether Pollard can hold up, because there's no denying he's far more explosive than Zeke. And he's just run the ball better than Zeke the last few years. And I would agree with you. I'd like to see a heavier dose of Tony Pollard. And I think we will, not just in some passes, but in running the football. And I want to see what he can do. I think Zeke will serve his purpose. Zeke will be in there and get a lot of touches and runs as well. He'll take a bunch of hits for Pollard and loosen up that defense for Pollard. And maybe Pollard can break some big runs. But I think you, like I said, I wouldn't say the biggest disappointment in the league, but certainly he's fallen off. And I think it's interesting because he was obviously, Rob, he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory early in his career. He led the league in rushing the first 3 years as far as yards per game, and he led him twice in yards. But since then, you know, really since he got that contract, Rob, he just hasn't been the same.
No, he hasn't, and it's been years now. And I don't look forward to it anymore.
Pollard's running. Like, Pollard's far more exciting.
Yeah, and you remember when Ezekiel first came in the league, and him and Dak, and he opened it up, and they were running the football. You remember, Chris?
That was when they were at their best. Yeah,
they were at their best, and that team had some mojo and some moxie, and they looked like they got something going. And it just hadn't been the same, and it's changed. And I don't know. Running backs don't normally bounce back, Chris. Once you go the other way,
absolutely,
you're done.
It's rare. It used to happen occasionally. Have a bad year, come back and, you know, play well. But teams gave you more of a chance, right? They were giving you the ball more. You were the workhorse, but not now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.